Hello, I'm Aria, your host for A Young Woman's Webinar. Welcome. On today's topic, we will be discussing the matter of dress codes and the controversy surrounding them, along with my lovely boyfriend, PJ.
Hello, Aria. Thank you for inviting me to your show, your little podcast thing. Not really a show, I guess it would be. But, so today we'll be discussing about dress codes, and I know we were talking about a little bit about this earlier. We're talking about like school dress code specifically, right? I know there were a lot of things we were about to talk about earlier, so I would like to hear your stance. It's because we have two different perspectives, you know what I mean?
We do
have two different perspectives.
You like, didn't tell me that.
Of course, it's because you're from a private school and I'm from public school. And I've transferred to two different schools, I kind of understand both different dress codes and how they differ from each school to school. And I kind of want to see what it's like in private schools compared to something like a public school. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. What's your experience on like private school stuff? You know what I mean?
The dress code. Okay. I guess my stance on it isn't just strictly for public school stuff, it's kind of broad, I guess you could say. In the way it's for like everybody. Okay, well, I'm not just gonna talk about dress codes for private schools, you know.
You've also had some experience with public schools too, then, right?
Yeah, because I went to a public school for middle school.
So you kind of understand that. But do you want me to kind of explain it through like high school a little bit also?
Yes, I would love that.
Yeah, that would be great. But let me hear about your experience first. That's what I want to know.
I guess it's also different too, because dress codes for girls are also a lot stricter than they are for guys.
Oh, 100%. Guys' dress codes are so bad. Like, it's hilarious what some dudes can get away with.
Wait, what do you mean by that? Have you gotten away with anything? Yeah.
I've never gotten dress coded before, but I know some guys that have almost gotten dress coded, but they could still get away with it. There's this one dude, his name was Joey. He does a lot of weird stuff. But he's really funny, though. He's really funny. He came in with like a crop top, and you know how the string laces around your shoulders that you get like dress coded for that? He wore that to school, and his like stomach and everything was showing, and the teachers were like, "What are you doing?" And he was just like, "I'm wearing a crop top. What's wrong?" And then the whole entire class was cracking up, but it was really funny to see though.
Did he keep it on for the whole day?
He kept it on for the whole day. The teachers kind of let him. I thought they were gonna dress code him, but they didn't. That's what I thought. And then like other girls, when they would come in for like the classes, they wouldn't have any of that. Like they wouldn't have any of that. They wouldn't be allowed to wear it. They would be told to like put on a coat or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. So like usually at school, when I have like like noodle straps and stuff, I always have to wear a cardigan or a shirt underneath.
I see girls always wearing like coats with their like shirt.
But it's like what I said yesterday, you know? Like teachers really be thinking that shoulders and like collarbones are like overly sexual.
The shoulders and collarbones are overly sexual.
Yeah.
I feel like
you got some nice shoulders.
No, like that. Maybe like in the 1600s, when people would be like, "Oh my gosh, shoulders, knees. Wow, that's so filthy." Oh, that's so, like, you, are you trying
to show off your whole body or something? Have I ever told you that I got dress coded, though?
Yeah, you told me about the middle school thing, but I stopped you because I wanted to save it for the podcast that we're doing right now.
Yeah, okay, so, like, it was in the 7th grade. I had this dress on, but, okay, it went mid-thigh. Like, it was the appropriate length. It was, you know, for girls, it's, like, it has to be fingertip length, like, when you put your arms down. Like along your body,
it has to be at least up to your like fingertips and stuff.
Yes, and it was, but I also had like these gray polka dot thigh highs, and I had ankle boots. But I got dress coded because like I don't really know. The teacher said the dress was too, you know, short, but it wasn't. And anyway, she said that I had to call my mom to bring me leggings or I had to go home.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a little weird.
Exactly! Which brings me to that point. Like, teachers and stuff, they think that, like, girls' educations, if they're not wearing the right clothes, are like, they're less important, you know? Because then they'll just take mm-hmm. you out of class. But what about everyone else? It's like what you said with that guy who wore the crop top. They didn't take him out of class or send him home or make him wear something, like, to cover his skin up.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, honestly, that was really weird. But Joey was just a weird dude. He liked, I would say he was pretty popular, but he liked being, like, joking around a lot and stuff. So, like, the crop top thing wasn't, like, one of the worst things he did. It was definitely more mild, but still, like, if it was a girl, they would have definitely gotten dress coded there.
No, but I know at my school, when we have dress down days, mm-hmm. we're not allowed to wear, skirts or dresses. But I wear them anyway. I will wear skirts and dresses. And sometimes they will be a little above, like, mid-thigh, you know? But I've never gotten dress coded. I think it's because the teachers like me, so that's not that bad, you know? But I know this one girl at my school, I'm not going to say her name because I don't want to, like, you know, invade privacy and that kind of stuff. I understand what you mean. But she was wearing a dress that went to her knees, and she still got dress coded.
To their knees?
Wow. Yes.
Okay, so in my first school, the dress code, like, I didn't really pay attention to it too much because I'm a guy, you know? I don't wear, like, I don't focus too much on my clothing. And it's very rarely you'll see guys actually focusing on their clothing. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, girls, like, females, our dress code was, like, you have to have it on knee height.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you had to put it up to knee height about. And if your dress, your skirt or something like that wasn't knee height, then there was a problem. And the teachers would do something about it usually. But, like, a lot of the time, like, fashion and, like, dressing up, it's not even that bad. Like, modern day clothing and dressing nicely now is, like, totally mm-hmm. different than it was a couple years ago.
I agree, because, like, clothing these days also for girls, like, you when you go to stores and you look in, like, the women's section at stores like Forever 21 and H&M, you'll notice that, like, everything is either form-fitting or cropped. Everything.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, what is it?
Oh. But also, like, with that clothing, it's also, like, everything fits everybody differently. And school dress codes, they kind of go for the idea of, like, discriminating against body types, you know? Because I have seen people wear the same type of shirt, but if one person is skinnier and the other person is, like, more bustier or curvier, they will get, like, dress coded.
They'll get dress coded more than someone
because has a different body, you know, type. Because their boobs are showing, but that's something they can't hide.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not gonna wear a hoodie the entire time or oversized clothing.
Yeah, of course.
That's a part of, like, their body. And other people are the one who sexualize it. I feel like the teachers are actually the ones who sexualize it more than the actual students do, because students won't comment on it, but teachers will.
Yeah, that's like normal clothing wear. Like, you go out, like, noodle straps, I don't understand why that's such a big deal. Like, people, I see them all the time. You see them all the time in, like, normal day too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they wear noodle straps all the time. There were like tank tops and all everything, like, things that would get dress coded normally in schools wouldn't get dress coded inside of, like, everyday life. Like, no one would be like, "Dad, you can't wear that." It's only schools. And I feel like they try to hold, like, a sense of profession when they're inside school. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. But that's the thing, though. Like, although it's just schools, they'll make it seem like it's like a real life kind of thing with the school dress code.
It's gonna be like that everywhere. That's what they try
to do. But it's not like that. Especially in, like, college, all those school dress codes, they're not there anymore.
Yeah, you can wear anything you want inside of college campuses and stuff like that.
So it's exactly my point that the teachers do kind of sexualize the students more than other students do. And it's kind of just like the teacher's fault, you know, that girls are being sexually assaulted or raped, or they're being slut shamed in a way, or called skimpy, you know. Mm-hmm. Like guys won't really do anything if they're in an environment where they learn that it's okay for girls to be showing their skin all the time, you know. They're allowed to show their body and be confident in it, and just because they're confident and comfortable doesn't mean that they're asking for it.
Okay, do you understand? So what you're saying is, it's like people should be not afraid of like showing off their body and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And they obviously don't come to school naked.
Yeah, no, of course. Like, at least abide by law. At least abide by law. Like, don't go that far. That's pretty clear in everyday life. Mm-hmm. But like, they should be able to express themselves through clothing. And like, fashion has become such a big stage in the world. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In recent 20th century, it has become a really big stage, like fashion and everything. You see it everywhere now, all over social media. You see it on YouTube videos. Sometimes I see it on ads. Fashion is a huge part of modern culture and everything. And when people don't get to really express their, like, you know, their clothing and their fashion and their culture and stuff like that in school, I feel like it does affect some morality and some things like that. Sometimes mm-hmm. it makes school seem more like kind of like a detention center when people can't really express themselves through their clothing. When that's what some people do, that's how some people express themselves.
Yeah, like schools, sometimes they'll, with the way of like expressing themselves, they won't let guys wear makeup or do their nails, you know.
Actually, I was really hoping you brought that up, because you're talking about guys not being able to wear makeup. I think that might be something from a private school perspective.
Really? Because, did people wear it at your school?
Oh, all the time. What is it? I've seen dudes wear makeup. I've seen dudes like, what is it, paint their nails, and they'll be fine. There will be no dress codes for that. And I also heard you like mentioned something about like long hair. Like, I know so many dudes in my school with long hair, with painted nails. They can come in with like wearing pink and all that. So it doesn't really matter. Like, that stuff, I don't think it should matter in the first place.
Well, at my school, they make you cut your hair for guys if it's like to your shoulders. If it's too long, they'll make you cut it. Okay, and we're not allowed to dye our hair like unnatural colors.
Oh, so you're not allowed to like dye it blue or like red or something?
No.
Like
that. Some people that have done that anyways, but you're not allowed to.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, that does affect the way that you express yourself, you know, because like the color of your hair shows who you are in the inside, you know.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
And your creativity.
So in my first school, there were a lot of art kids, right? There were a lot of art students. It was a big performing arts high school, and they were very, like, a lot of people were very smart and like upscaled there. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, like, a lot of rich people would go to that school, and there would be a lot of people that would like to express themselves because they do like art and things like that. They would like to draw on their arms and things like that. The school wouldn't let them do that though. And if someone were to like draw on their arm, or an art student would draw on their hand or something like that, they would make them wash it off. And I thought that was actually completely ridiculous. Like, especially with the dyed hair. Like, I don't see why someone younger or someone going into art and things like that, wanting to express their creativity, can't do something like that, because I just find that ridiculous. And that's when I went in my second school. I'm not going to really name my school, obviously, because I would mm-hmm. I don't want to reveal that to the public. But like, my second school that I went to, full creative freedom. Like, it was great. It was fantastic. Even though the second school that I went to was not performing as well inside of like the basic like math, science, English, stuff like that, even though they weren't like one of the highest performers like my last school in the state, they still like excelled in creativity, they excelled in sports, they excelled in culture, they excelled in like clothing and all that stuff. Like the clothing, totally different. It was absolutely different. Noodle straps were allowed, you were allowed to wear shorter skirts. Obviously there was still a dress code up to a certain point, but like you were allowed to wear shorter skirts, you were allowed to do all these things and it would be totally fine. It was a much more creative environment, it was a much more fun environment, and it was just much healthier for the students. When I was going there, I felt much more relaxed, I felt like I was performing better, I felt like life was great there, and I had absolutely no complaints. But the last school that I went to, they were strict on everything, mandatory dress code, like you had to not do this, you couldn't do that, you couldn't do that. There were just so many rules that would restrict people, and it was kind of ridiculous. So when I heard you say that, actually, about the long hair and the nails and things like that for guys, it kind of like, I kind of understood that in my last school. But the new school that I went to, like, everyone could kind of just be who they were. They could kind of just dress how they wanted to. And that's like the whole point, right? Going to like on a bigger topic about this is like America, like what it is like, it's like a free country. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Free to express yourself, freedom to do all these things. And one of those freedoms is freedom to how you should be able to dress. And I feel like that new school that I went to, like 100%, it was expressing that. It was letting people express their creativity.
That's amazing.
I know.
No. Okay, so like, why do I keep saying no? Anyways. I guess at my school, I kind of understand that concept, you know, of keeping your hair short and not dyeing it different colors, like wild colors, because, you know, I go to a private school, so you got to keep this image. But it's kind of different for public schools, because my friend in Ireland, at her school, it's a public school, but they don't let you dye your hair unnatural colors, or they don't let you get piercings either.
They don't
and it's
let you get piercings,
no.
Really?
Whoa. No, yeah, that's what she said. They're not allowed to get piercings or dye their hair. And this is the same friend that I told you who in the 12th grade had PE, and in her gym class they weren't allowed to wear leggings because it aroused their gym teacher.
What?
The male gym teacher.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's
and
not right.
Growing up, hearing all of those things, it kind of causes females to be insecure about their body or think that it needs to be hidden all of the time. That's how I kind of was, and that's how she felt sometimes too. Like, sometimes even when your bra is showing, your bra strap, it'll show, you know? But you can't do anything about it because you need to wear one. Well, you don't need to, but like when you do, it's not something to be ashamed of. Like, it's not something you have to hide. But people will comment on it. Like, I know my mom comments on it.
Even in your own house.
Yes, even in my own house.
What you're talking about. You told me about it sometimes when it would happen.
Mm-hmm. Especially when we go out, though.
So, like, I know you did work, you have worked before, obviously, like going to work and stuff like that, because we're on the topic of dress codes and not just school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have this dress code at this place I work, right?
You do?
Yeah. You have to wear jeans. You have to wear jeans. And it's like a must. It's the jeans or khakis. And I think that's absolutely ridiculous because it's a fast food chain. I'm not gonna reveal exactly where I work because obviously, again, you already know.
Yeah,
you know. But
I do.
Like,
I do know.
But like, I don't want to reveal that to everyone. All right, but like, it's so dumb. The fact that I had to buy jeans for this place that I work at and khakis.
You had to buy jeans
and khakis. And most of the time, they're not even going to see below our waist because, A, we have this, like, apron on the whole entire time. We have a hat on. So, like, they're not going to be able to see our shirt. and our pants, but you're not allowed to wear big logos, and I kind of understand that. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't yeah. you don't want to have like a Walmart shirt on when you're working at Target. Like, you don't want this. You don't want that. Do you know what I mean? Because it's just gonna be weird, and it's like not going along with the company. But like, the fact that they make you wear either a plain shirt with no logos on it, or it has to at least be hidden by the apron. I think that's kind of weird, but understandable. But the mm-hmm. fact is that I have to, like, why do I have to change my pants?
Your like, pants?
Jeans are so uncomfortable.
Really? I personally kind of like jeans. I know that's weird, but like, I can literally fall asleep in jeans. I know, yeah, I'm weird like that.
And they did say something on the work dress code about dyed hair. But no one cares. No one cares. Like, there are people that have been working there for years, and they have dyed hair. They have different colored hair, different colored stuff. They have painted nails. They have whatever they want. They have hair below their shoulders. It doesn't matter. Like, the fact that fast food chains have dress codes to a certain degree is, like, it's just weird. Like, why do they want to control our whole entire outfit and just everything that they... It kind of makes it seem like we're more robots that are supposed to serve random people. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like the people
that's
come.
An interesting take on it.
Exactly. Like they're trying to make us into like machines. That's what I personally think. When you work at like fast food places, they're trying mm-hmm. to take out like the humility and the creativity of the individual. So
isn't that everywhere though? Like so many like workplaces have
that's true.
Dress codes.
And some places make you wear only like ties and suits and stuff like that.
Could you not do that?
No, I think I could do that if it was like, but this is a fast food chain. It's not the fact that other businesses make you do that. Cause if it was like a business where I was getting paid well and stuff like that, of course I would dress well. Of course I would do that. Of course I would be formal because I want to look my best. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But if you mm-hmm. expect me working on like a $15 to $12 wage, like what? Like you gotta be kidding me. You're telling me you're gonna make me buy my own jeans and my own khakis, and I'm gonna have to wear like either ugly khakis or I'm gonna have to wear jeans that I find very uncomfortable. So I just find it weird. And the people, and they also like expect you to not have certain colored hair. They expect you to not have certain colored hair. And I'm sitting there like, why? Like, what's wrong with that? It's a fast food chain. Like, and when I went there, like, there were people with all these different colored hairs. There were people with these tattoos because they didn't care. But I just find dress codes like, it's such a hindrance. You know what I mean?
That's a big word.
Hindrance?
That's a big word.
especially in an environment like a fast food chain or like a retail job.
Yeah, that's fair. I support that. Like your opinion on it. Not with being dress coded at work. No, I had a uniform at work.
Oh, you had a uniform at work?
Yeah, because I worked at a hotel. But like, yeah, my life is just full of uniforms.
It's full of uniforms. So in
yeah, at school,
I actually want to know about like what kind of clothes do you wear in private schools?
Oh, okay.
Like for men's clothing too.
Men's clothing? Oh, well, for girls, we have a white long sleeve button down shirt, or it's like short sleeve.
I have seen like your uniform and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so we kind of get the basis for that.
And then it's a plaid green skirt.
Mm-hmm.
It comes like when you order it, it'll be down to your knees. But I know a lot of girls get it like tailored, so it's shorter. And you can either wear tights, knee high socks or ankle socks, but they gotta be black or dark blue. And then we have shoes. I think they're like usually black shoes or like some sort of nice shoe. And then guys, they'll have a button down shirt and a vest sometimes, and a tie and khakis and a belt. You have to wear a belt.
You have to wear a belt? Why do you have to wear a belt?
I don't know, but you gotta. It's the school dress code. And shiny shoes.
And shiny shoes. Specifically shiny shoes.
Yeah, I don't know what they're called, but they're shiny.
But they're shiny. So wait, there's specific shoes that you have to wear?
Yeah.
Don't you feel like that's kind of weird? Like in a private school. Even though I feel like even though private schools are supposed to be more like more fancy, I guess. Mm-hmm, that's the kind of gist of private schools from my like looking in through the window, you know what I mean?
For me, I don't have any complaints on like the uniform that we wear, because I'm someone who takes 40 minutes to get ready in the morning just picking my outfit, so it's a lot easier for me.
Well, yeah, because you're an artist also. Like, I feel like there's some more creative stuff going on. You're like, what would match with
don't get me wrong, on dress some days I am like material girl, you know.
Material girl. But no, that was actually that was that stuck in my head, but that I don't know why it stuck in my head. I feel like we should keep that in though. That's kind of funny. It was so random. All right, but like
so cringy now.
No, that was I really regret cringy, it. But it's okay. We're gonna keep that.
It's cringy.
Nah, no. We're gonna keep it in. Ha ha. Okay.
Oh. Oh. yeah. Wrong? No, no, nothing's wrong.
All right.
I just lost my place, like my role. Anyways.
Don't worry, we're going to edit this little part out.
Okay. Oh, but do you remember the thing I was also telling you about yesterday and with the hijabs?
Oh, yeah, about the show thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Tell me more about that, because I cut you off because I wanted to save it for the podcast, you know.
So in the show, there's this Muslim character in the show Elite, and the school makes her take her hijab off, and they won't let her go to school unless she takes it off. And that's so disrespectful.
Aren't there like laws in place for that?
Angry.
Now, like, if it's for religious reasons, then you can't like make them take it off. The school's gonna get trouble, right?
I think so. I would hope so.
Well, 100%.
But that's still aggravating. That even at a time that was people did that, and maybe so. I'm sure some schools still do that though, in the real world, not just in shows.
But like. That mainly happened in the past before when those laws weren't in place, but now they are.
Yeah.
I feel like if some schools still did that, would even private schools, if they did that, I'm pretty sure they would get in trouble, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, nowadays, of course, 100%. All right, but also, like, on the bigger picture of dress codes, like, why there generally are dress codes for school. They say a lot of things like they're trying to get us prepared for like the real world and stuff like that, because you would have to dress nicely when you go out in like business meetings and stuff like that. But I feel like when you're at a younger age, you should be able to express yourself more, like while you can. Like that's when like you have your most fun, is when you're at your younger ages. All right, so like the bigger picture of, you know, school dress codes and stuff like that, like. They are in place, and I remember you said them about, like, sexualizing students and things like that, right?
Yes. And school dress codes, they don't just start in, like, what's it called? Oh, my God. Oh, like but they don't just start in, yeah, middle high school. They start at elementary school, like, starting from pre-K.
Yes.
They do that to kids at such a young age. They restrict them. They suffocate them with all of these rules and ideas of the world being bad, you know, and like doing things to little kids because they don't wear the right clothes.
And oh my gosh. So like, are you saying like they're teaching kids at a young age that you can't wear these certain clothes because people are going to sexualize you. Is that what you're
exactly
saying? That's like the bigger picture of it. I understand.
But the thing is, people are going to sexualize you no matter what you wear.
No, yeah, I agree 100%. Like, I was talking about, like, back in the 1600s when they were showing, like, an elbow was considered, like, super, like, super, like, whoa. Like, oh my gosh.
Or ankles. Don't show your ankles.
Oh my gosh. Not the ankles. What? I don't show your ankles. Oh no. That's too much. Oh, you're going to make the boys think.
Think?
But, like, yeah.
Oh my God.
You're going to, like, but people are taught that from a young age, and I completely understand what you're saying, because mm-hmm. like elementary kids, yeah, they're taught that at a young age, but like they should be afraid of what they wear, and that people are gonna like sexualize them more if they wear certain things.
This topic definitely isn't talked about enough in school. In school, in elementary school to middle school to now, they mostly just focus on like drugs and bullying and that stuff, and not anything else that could mm-hmm. be harmful.
They don't talk. They well, obviously, schools aren't going to talk about their own system being like kind of weird. But I feel like this might be a topic for another conversation. But like the school system, you get what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
They're not going to talk about the flaws of their own system.
It's and they definitely don't. They definitely don't prep you for the real world.
No, it does not prep you for the real world. Some people wish they had, like, tax learning classes because they were like, it's horrible.
Oh, my God, taxes. I was writing a check the other day, and I had, like, no idea how to. And my dad was like, don't they teach you this at school?
No, they don't teach you.
And I was like, no, they don't.
Any of that at school. Not in either school that I have. They didn't have anything. I took a whole entire economics class, and I still don't know how to file my taxes. I have to learn from like my parents on how to file my taxes. They need better education systems, but this is a totally different topic. But I guess this would be the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
Like schools, sometimes they teach you something. They're teaching you things that are outdated. It's a new era. Please. It's a new time. There's new fashion. There's new like acceptability in these certain things and areas. Different colored hair is fine. Like we're following a set of rules. This is the bigger picture. But we're following a set of rules that school decided, like this random board of people, and they all mutually agreed that like kids should be wearing a certain thing and they shouldn't be wearing this because it's gonna make people think. And this is like such an old, dated way of thinking.
Oh my God, that actually reminds me of something. Like, with all of these rules and stuff, and schools teaching people to, like, hide their body and stuff, it's like, and you know how I was saying earlier that because of this stuff, people face, like, body dysmorphia, in a way?
Mm-hmm. I understand what you mean.
Or they feel insecure or not okay with what they wear. Well,
yeah, and who they
social
are.
Media these days, although they kind of cause some of these problems too, but I know like on TikTok, they will have like the most inspirational, motivating videos on how to love yourself. And that's something that TikTok is doing and not schools.
Mm-hmm. It's really tough because this will be such a good topic for later, but I'm just mentioning it now because I feel like it's appropriate because we're kind of on that topic right now. But like schools, they teach you to surround yourself with good people, but they don't help you realize like your own mental health and like help you with that. Do you know what I mean? They're not like...
Yes.
They're like sometimes, maybe once in a while, they'll be like, oh yeah, you should love yourself. Also surround yourself with the right people and don't do drugs mainly.
Oh my God. The school, when they hear you're depressed, they'll be like, oh, go visit our school counselor.
Mm-hmm.
Then the school counselor will tell you to go find a therapist.
Yeah, no, school counselors...
Like, they can't do anything.
They can't. No, that because I feel like that's a little bit above their pay grade. And it's also, it's above their pay grade, definitely. But also, it's like they're not, I don't feel like they're trained for that type of stuff. They're not trained for like actual diagnosable like mental health problems.
Yeah, but at the same time, they don't do anything either.
I'm not sure. Like when I go to my school counselor, it's mainly like, "Hi, how are you doing?" And I'm like, "I'm doing fine. How are you adjusting to the new school?" "Oh, I'm adjusting well." "Okay, good. I'll see you. See you later." That's like the most conversation I've ever had with actual counselors. Like, they're nice. Yeah, that's cool. And I guess they do help some people, and some people have really good stories about like counselors giving them motivation and telling them stuff and like helping them get through high school. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, and with that, I feel like we kind of covered a lot of the bases. We kind of went a little bit off topic in the end, but that was kind of
just a little bit, but that's okay. Just a
little bit. That's fine. It's okay. Well, I guess it kind of was on topic at the same time, because this is like school dress codes are such like a small little bit and such a big problem. Mm-hmm. Just like a systematic problem that has been dated. It's old.
Very, very dated.
It's an old way of thinking, and people have to start kind of adapting. This is what I kind of think, that you have to adapt to the new, or you'll get left in the old. Do you know what I mean? Like in the old days, in the old ways, things you do. So I feel like you need to start adapting to the new things that come at you, or else you'll get left behind.
That's really well said, not gonna lie. Yeah. That goes for a lot of things, though. Not just school dress codes.
It's like, not just school dress codes. That goes for just about everything. If you don't adapt to the new, then you'll get left behind in the old.
Yeah, like politics.
Yeah, that's a whole entire another ball game. Gosh, okay. The amount of things about politics, the amount of controversy politics would bring up. But yeah, that's about everything we covered, right?
Yeah, I think so. And so we both agree.
100%. Yeah, we both agree.
That school dress codes are just rubbish.
Yeah, they're horrible. I think there should be a dress code up to a certain point, but like when you're a child and you're learning and like you're getting your creative like flow out there, you should be able to express yourself, and they kind of don't let you do that.
Yeah, school dress codes are they're there to prevent problems, but really they just cause them.
I feel like they do cause problems, especially when people want to express themselves through the clothing, like I said earlier.
Yeah.
Is that pretty much going to wrap up everything that we've done?
I think so. But in totality, school dress codes just cause lots of problems, like sexism and body shaming. And, you know, they're transphobic. And that's what I think. About dress codes.
Really quickly, before we close out, do you feel like it carries on after school? Like people, when they get that way of thinking, it makes the general public think of it that way. Like it's a heinous act.
Yes.
To wear noodle straps. It starts in school and it may look like fine at first, but I feel like other guys and like people in general start thinking even after school, like, I can't wear this. I can't do that. Do you agree with that? Like, totally. I can't wear this because now people are going to sexualize me if I wear this, because that's what the school taught me. And then because of that, it also breeds more like men thinking that like, oh, look at her. She's wearing noodle straps. And because like back in like, I don't know, elementary, you weren't allowed to wear noodle straps. Now they're thinking in their head. They're like, oh, you can't wear noodle straps. It's like, that's so heinous. That's so, you're like, you're definitely trying to get something. Like you're trying to get something out of someone. It's not even them trying to, like, it's not fashion anymore. That's not what they're thinking. Because of school, like making that a thing, they're kind of allowing it, to become like a more sexualized thing. It kind of
like they definitely give the idea that if you wear those clothes, it's shameful.
And it's obviously not all men, because I'm a guy. I don't think I'm like this. But like some people will look at women, and they'll be wearing like a short dress with like noodle straps and stuff like that, and they'll be like tight and form fitting. They'll look at that and be like, "Oh, that's so sexual. They must be looking for something." And I feel like it kind of starts with school, all because I feel like school tries to make it seem like all these bad things are because of like dress codes. I feel like they also try to villainize some men. And this is kind of a hot take, but I feel like because why are dress codes in place? It's because oh yeah, because men will look at you a certain way, or this will happen like that, or this and that. Exactly. I feel like it villainizes men a bit, because they're just trying to be like, oh yeah, it's men's fault why the dress code is
this.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I feel like men get villainized because of this.
They do. They get villainized. But at the same time, teachers and schools, they won't teach the males how to behave and like not be villainous, you know? Mm-hmm. Is that a word?
And I don't feel like most men are. I don't feel like some men are like that. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, some people. So there are some bad people. There are some bad people that are out mm-hmm. there like that. But I don't feel like schools should try to limit the dress code and try to blame it on like, oh, it's because guys will sexualize you. You get what I'm saying?
Like, schools will teach.
They do villainize us. It's like they villainize men. And I feel like it's wrong. But
more schools will teach you manners, like how to say please and thank you, but not the type of manners that are more effective and matter.
Yeah, 100% agreed. Like, I feel like they should try to teach. They will teach you how to say please and thank you. Like, obviously, that's just kind of basic mannerisms and things like that you would have at like normal respectful things, saying like please and thank you. I feel like that's pretty normal, but I feel like they should also normalize stuff like that. I agree, like women, like towards women, like saying please and thank you, but like in kind of the respecting the like women's sense.
Yeah. I think that was pretty good.
You think that was pretty good?
Yeah, I think that's solid.
That was solid?
That was solid. But that was a solid take.
they should teach like how to like respecting women and respect, but also like respecting men too. It goes both ways.
Yes, it does. It goes both ways.
Because if I'm being honest, I feel kind of disrespected as a male. Sometimes this is kind of a hot take, but sometimes I feel very disrespected, like especially in workplace, there are all these girls around me and they talk so much crap, like on like a lot of crap about men, and I feel like that's just become normalized. That's a totally different topic, but you know.
I can't disagree with you on that.
Yeah. It's just like I got like they were talking crap and I was like right there. I was right there. And they were like oh, don't worry, but it's not you. And I was like, "What?"
But it is at the same time.
Yeah, but they're like, "But at the same time it is your kind." And I'm like, "My kind?
Your guys?
What? I'm You're a an man. Alien. That's like 50%. That's 50%. Yeah, of that's the problem." But like it goes for both ways. Like there's such a divide between genders, and it's become like the gap has become bigger recently. You agree with that?
Yes.
The gap has become bigger, and oh my gosh, I felt like we should have been. We'll talk about this more sometime. Do you want to talk about this on another podcast?
We can. Because that would it's be such a good topic. Big
topic. The divide between genders, and like how if you're nice to a girl, guys will call you simps. You know.
Yeah.
And like if you're
well, your brother does that.
Yeah, my brother does do that. But he does
just hear you talking to me and he'll be like simp.
In a joking way. People will be like, You're a white knight. Oh, or something like that.
No, it becomes they'll do
way
it in
more serious later.
Yeah, they say like an insult. Exactly. It's like now being called a simp is like it's the same effectiveness as being called a snowflake.
No, yeah, they're basically calling you a snowflake. But I know it's my brother, so he's allowed to say that. Like, I won't get it. Like, I feel like it's something you shouldn't be offended at, but it's kind of like it's supposed to offend you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
but there's nothing wrong with that, though.
Yeah. But, like, my brother, when he tells me that, he's just joking around, and I think it's kind of funny. We both have a laugh about it, because he's my brother. He's allowed to say that. But I feel like the gender divide is huge nowadays, and, like, it's just becoming more and more as each gender is trying to villainize each other, or they're trying to be, like, or they're trying to, like, put nice men down and saying, like, you're a simp, or some, you know what I mean? Yes. Like, actual, they're trying to put actual nice guys down, and they're calling them a simp, they're calling them white knights, they're doing all these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I just think that's, like, the bigger problem. I think that's the biggest there. But we'll talk about the gender divide later. Is there anything else that we're going to talk about, or is that about it?
Okay, wait, I don't know. Okay, so, like, you know how we were talking about how girls are being sexualized?
Yeah.
I feel like girls do it to guys too, though, but no one really cares when they do it because they're girls.
I feel like that's become more normalized too, and like.
But it shouldn't be, you know.
Yeah, I feel like that's just kind of like a normal thing, but like most of the time, let's be real, like girls only talk about it amongst each other.
Mm-hmm. You got what I'm saying? Like, even if it's a normal thing, guys get uncomfortable with it.
Yeah, but when
a girl gets uncomfortable with it, like, it becomes a giant thing.
Mm-hmm, agreed. And I feel like we should talk about this another time.
Okay,
this is good. This is a good place to end off with, because I feel like we're kind of easing into another topic at this point. So mm-hmm. I feel like this
will
be great.
We'll save it for our next podcast.
Exactly. All right. But is that it? Do you have any outro?
Yes.
Let's go.
No, I actually don't.
That's funny.
No, not true. No, you're putting me on the spot like that. Alrighty. I think that's a wrap up for today. Mm-hmm. Thank you all for listening to A Young Woman's Webinar, and it's all through the lens of the youth. I'm your host, Aria.
And I'm your co-host, PJ.
Next time we'll be talking about the divide between men and women. For updates, follow our Instagram, A Young Woman's Webinar.
Follow. All right. I felt like that was a pretty good podcast, and obviously, I feel like it's gonna be fun. Like about the gender divide. I feel like that's gonna be really interesting. But we're not even gonna talk about it until our next recording session. Agreed.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.